Today's shiur in the Dir Shemish Debru Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Vav Omud Beis, and we are on the third volume of Mishnebrua, still in Simen Shin Hei, which deals with the halachos of what an animal is allowed to wear out on Shabbos without its owner being chayiv. And we are at Sif Yud Ches. And the Mechaber writes, Ein rochvin al gabi behema. A person is not permitted to ride on an animal, velo nislim aleh, or even to hang on the animal. Afilu bitzida, also lishtamish. And this is true not only on top of the animal, but even on the side of the animal, to lean on the animal or to in any way be riding on the animal is forbidden. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Aleph explains gzera shemayachtoch zimora min hamechubar, because you may come as you're riding the animal to want to make the animal go a little bit faster, and you don't have a whip with you, and you'll go grab a branch off, and you'll go hit the animal kidei lanhiga in order to make it go faster to steer it. The chayav hazeh mishum tolesh, and this is an issur d'oraisa of tolesh, of taking a branch off from a tree. Dahu tolda dekotzer, which is a tolda of kotzer of reaping. Likewise, if cotton samach beis, the Mishnah Berurah says the kol shimush bebali chayim kolu bichlal rechiva the osru. Any usage of the animal, including leaning on it, over here is included under this category of rechiva, riding the animal, and the rabbis forbade it. Vafilu b'mokim deleka lemechash, and even in a place where there is no concern, shema yachtoch sumora, that you'll go cut off a branch. For example, if you're riding over here, kigom b'midbar, there are no trees in the desert, deleka zimora, there's no branches over there, so there's no concern. Nevertheless, the rabbi said lo plug. Alternatively, even if you're not using it to move the animal at a fast pace or to steer it, for example, you want to use the animal, o l'shafshef esatino kogavi habehemo kidei l'shasheya oso, you want to use the animal as a sliding pond and have the baby or the child slide off the animal into your arms, so that's also something you're doing for the pleasure of the child. There's no risk that you're going to rip off a branch to make the animal go faster. Nevertheless, in both these situations, gamkin osur, it is forbidden to lo polug rabbanon b'milsayu, because the rabbis don't make distinctions over here. This is permissible, that is not permissible, when it's dealing with a specific type of an act. There are a number of very, very interesting Dirsha footnotes over here. Let's begin with Dirsha footnote number 21, which deals with the usage of bicycles on Shabbos, a fascinating subject. And he brings down a famous kula from the Shelus Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim. And he writes, Shemamokum Sheesh Bo Erev Mutter. He says you technically can ride on a bicycle on Shabbos, but don't leave now, because we're going to change that. And he originally writes, Ein Ligzor Shema Yovel Usaknam. The potential problem would be that you come to fix the bicycle if it breaks. However, he says, it also is mutter. But here, it's only for somebody that's really needed by the public or for a dvar mitzvah. However, it's brought down in the Shelus HaTshuvas Yaskil Abdi, that subsequently later in life, the great Rav Pa'olim changed his opinion. He was chozer on this. And he said, Kivon Shemotzi Shemiskalkel Hagalgal. It was very frequently, apparently, that the wheel would get damaged and people would come to fix it, and therefore they get a flat or something, and therefore he ossed it later in his life. And this is also the opinion of Shelus HaTshuvas Shelus Yaakov, who says that it's also to ride on a bicycle on Shabbos for a number of reasons. Number one, you may come to carry it Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabin. Likewise, you may come to fix it. Likewise, he says, HaRechiva Ayidei Tenuos Gufo Yesh Leso Mishum Tircha. He says, you obviously have to work pretty hard and exercise and make the bicycle move, and therefore that's forbidden for itself. Or alternately, it's Uvdo Dechol, it's a weekday activity. Likewise, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer Zatzal says that it's also Shema Yasechoritz, because you may come to go and make grooves in the ground because of the bicycle. Now, the Marshag brings down that that's not a problem, because these wheels of the bicycles don't normally make grooves in the ground. Nevertheless, he still says it's also Mishum Hotzoa Mirishus L'Rishus, because you're going from one domain into another domain. The Menucha Nechona also feels that there's an Isser over here, because you may come to fix the bicycle. And the Kaf HaChaim also says that it's also, because it's very easy, he says, to go outside of the city, and also you may come to fix it. And he says, this is the Minog, Be'eretz HaTzvi, Shein Rochim Aleim, Lo B'Shabbos, Vol B'Yontif, Afilu B'Mokum Sheish Bo Erev, that it's forbidden even on Yontif. Shelus HaTshuvas Or L'Tzion adds, Shaf Mikra Din Mutter Lirkov Aleim. Technically, there is no real Isser in riding the bicycle. However, he says, this also falls into the category of Dover Hamutter Shacherim Noagu Bo'isu, something that you technically say is mutter, but everybody else or others have said that it is forbidden. Ein HaTorah Asher Latir B'Fon. If you're not allowed to go and permit it in their face, so to say. However, he does point out a coolie. He says, skateboards, Galgalios Sakotim, that a child may ride upon, and tricycles that a child may ride upon are permissible. And this also brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, that both of these modes of transportation are fine. However, where they were held to be usur, likewise one shouldn't be makel. Rishon Zalman Zatzal brings down that since in most places they forbade you to ride on a bicycle, so then it's even usur to move the bicycle. He does say, however, if somebody has to move about and it's pikuach nefesh and they need to go at a faster pace than walking or they can't walk, so then he says it's much better to ride on a bicycle than it is to ride on an animal. In the middle of the issue for number 22, he discusses having an animal do work for you. For example, if you have trained a dog to turn on a light under certain situations, so the animal is doing work for you, that's forbidden. Shelos Chuvas Orlesion says you can't even have a leech be put on you to take out the blood, because that's also an Isser of Shisas Behemto. And the Shelos Chuvas Orlesion adds that this is essentially the same category as Amiro Lenochri, and therefore it is forbidden. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that if you have a dog, for example, that is trained to turn on a light when somebody comes up to the porch or potentially a robber comes, so then that's just Groma B'Alma, and that would be permissible. And likewise, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that a blind person is allowed to use a seeing eye dog. We had brought down in yesterday's shiur, there's a problem if it has a leash to it and going into the Rishus HaRabim, but otherwise, there is no problem of using a seeing eye dog. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe also says that you can even bring the seeing eye dog into a shul. When a person's going to daven in the shul with the seeing eye dog there, it's not a problem. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber said before that you're not allowed to lean on an animal, even on the side. However, he points out, Avot Tzidet Stodim, the side of a side, for example, Kagon, Shadova Acher Munach Al Tzido, you have something else leaning on the animal, and then you're going to lean on that thing, Behu Mishtamishbo, you're going to use that item, that is Mutter, that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Katan Samach Gimel, Hainu, we're talking here, Shesomech Etz Atzmo, Bitsad Oso Dover, you're leaning on the thing that's leaning on the animal. However, Aval Mishtamish Al Gav Oso Dover, but if you're actually on top of that thing that's on the animal, Hamunach Al Tzida, Harehu Kimishtamish Al Tzida Mamish, then it's really like you're on the side of the animal itself, and that's not allowed. Ukmosha Kosav Bahagah, Lekamon Linyan Koron, as we will learn momentarily in the Ramah regarding a wagon that's attached to the horse, Ayin Shom B'Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see that in Mitzvah Shem in a few moments. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im olo oleha, and if a person did go up on the animal, even afilu b'mezid, even if he did this intentionally and he did something wrong, nevertheless, yerid. Here we tell the person to go down. And the reason why we tell him to go down here, as opposed to if a person went up on a tree, we make him stay up there all Shabbos, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because of a knas, here we make you get down off the animal, mishum tsar balichaim, because here, if we can't see you, we're also going to be hurting the animal, and that's not our intention. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut in Samach Dalet, the lokomo gabi ilan, as I just pointed out, it's not like with a tree. The imala b'meiz, if a person intentionally went up on a tree on Shabbos, kaimulon lekamon, we will learn in Yitz Hashem, the simin shin lamed vav, sif aleph, the lo yeirid, he's not allowed to come down. Ad motzi Shabbos, he has to wait till after Shabbos is over, and then he can come down, and this is mishum kinasa, the rabbis punished him for doing this intentionally wrong. However, here, even if he did intentionally wrong the same thing, we don't punish him because you're also punishing the animal. Hocha yeirid, we make the person come down, mishum tzar balechayim, because the animal's going to have him on his back all Shabbos long. That's not fair to the animal. Mechaber continues and he writes, Umitam zeh, based upon this reasoning, parkin masoi sholeh, we allow ourselves to take off a burden that is on an animal because of this concept of tzar balechayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Samachay, hainu afilu hamasehu muksa, even if the burden that's on the back of the animal is actually something that's muktzah. We call makom l'rotzu l'hokel mitam tzar balechayim l'salko b'yadayim. But we don't let you take it off with your hands, because that far we're not going to go. Given the efshel l'salko shlo b'yadayim, but we'll figure out, as we'll see in a moment, how you can get this burden off the animal without having to touch the muktzah thing and not being over any unnecessary yisurim. So what should we do? So the Mechaber tells us, Ketzad Otsa, how should you get this burden off the animal? Machnis rosho tachas hamaisui, you go and put your head underneath the burden, the item that's on the animal's back, and with your head you push it to the other side so it falls off, and in this way you're not actually touching it with your hands. Why bedafko, with your head and not with a different part of your body? Because normally we say tiltum and atzad is permissible. So the Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Machnis Rosho, tells us that in this way, by doing it with the head, it's permissible even according to the Ran, because the Ran holds the Sfira law, Alma, the Shayach Issa Tiltul, Afilu Ayidigufo, he normally holds that Tiltul and Atzad with your body is forbidden. And this is brought down by the Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Shin Yud Aleph. However, over here, when you're doing it with your head, Mutu Mishum Tsar Balechayim, brought down the name of the Morgan Avram, and that's why you should do it over here with your head. Dear Shufut number 24 brings down what happens if it's something that will break. It's a glass item, and you're not allowed to touch it. It's Muktzah, but if you just knock it off with your head, it will break. So it brings down from the Shulchan Aruch that we already learned in Simen Reish Samach Vav, Shemutu laniach tachteim karim uksasos. Go put some pillows and some cushions on the floor so that the glass will fall on them and not break. And this is true if they're very small items. that you could be able to remove the cushion after they've on the cushion. However, if it's a very large item that you won't be able to remove the cushion because it's too heavy, then you wouldn't be allowed to put the cushion down underneath them, the pillow down underneath them, because that would be over the issur mavato kli meichano. This was perfectly usable beforehand, and now it's not usable. In this situation, you have to figure out a way to go and let it fall down without making it break. You have to do it very carefully, because you can't leave it up on the animal, because that would be tzar bali chayim. The issue for number 25 points out that if the masa, that the burden you have on the animal's back, is not muksa, so even though you wouldn't be allowed to take something down off a tree, here, mikomoko mutulito masu miagabi behema, because of tzar bali chayim. And we pointed this out previously as well. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, sa'av shi'eh shepikpupu behetizer, there are those that disagree with this heter. He says the bottom line is, mistabish mutu kishenu menane esa behema. As long as you're not moving the animal, you're just moving the item that's on the animal, he paskins you're allowed to do this, despite the fact that some say you can't. Now we get to the Ramah that we mentioned a moment ago in the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah says, Hagav, va'asu leishev karon shohaino yudi manhigo b'shabas mishum shemishtamish b'behema. What you can't do is sit in a wagon that the non-Jewish person is leading on Shabbos over here, attached to the animal, because ultimately you are using the animal in this fashion. So you're saying, I'm on the wagon, there's nothing wrong with the wagon, but no, it's being led by an animal. And in this situation, gam shelo yachtok zemora, we have to be concerned over here that the person will come and hit the animal and will take a branch off as a result, and this isn't permitted. And this brought down the Matosos and the Rosh, the Mordechai, and as well the Beis Yosef in the name of the Smak. Sivkot and Samach Bav, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Dim Yisrael Ba'asma Manhigo, if a Jewish person were to be leading the animal, then there'd be additionally Yisurim Yesh B'lav Hochi Yisur Torah. That would be an Yisur Daraisa because Mishum of Mechamer, of leading an animal. Sivkot and Samach Zayin, we said that you're not allowed to do this by sitting in the wagon, you're using the animal. V'lo nikrot tzidei tzadim, and this isn't called the side of the side, because mitnesha agolim huberes b'tzidei behema, the wagon is hitched to the side of the animal, and therefore, kivan shu mishtamish al gav hu agola, and since you're actually using the wagon, b'dino kamo al tzidei behema, it has halachically the status of being the side of the animal, mamish, as we've already explained, chanal b'siv katan samach gimel, therefore, that is forbidden. And even to go and sit or use a board that's sticking out from the wagon, me'achorea, off to the back, gamkinosa, that's also not called lo mikre tzidei tzadim, but it's called tzadim, and it's forbidden. Da'akol kli echadu, because the whole thing is really one entity, and therefore it is forbidden. Now we go to Sif Yotes. The Mechaber writes, Behemo shenoflo li'ama samayim, if an animal falls into a pool of water. So im hamayim amukim, if it's a deep pool of water, you can't just let the animal stay there. Now, we're not talking about it swelling into the ocean over here and it's going to drown. It's in a pool of water, but it's too deep for you to be able to go and take care of the animal for the rest of the Shabbos in that pool of water. So then, maybe korumuksosos, then you can go bring out pillows and cushions over here, blankets, the nosein tachtel, and you can put them in an area where the animal will be able to step on it and leave that body of water. Mishum tzar bali chayim. And the reason you're allowed to do this is because the animal is going to be suffering if you leave it where it is. And even though by putting these pillows or cushions over there, afal pi shemavato kli mehechano, this kli no longer will be able to use. It's going to be soaking wet. It's not going to be able to be used as a pillow anymore. So you've essentially ruined it. And that is a separate issur derabanan. As the Be'er HaGolah says, this is an issur derabanan. But since tzar bali chayim, according to many, is an issur deraisa, we permit you to do this issur derabanan over here in order to prevent the tzar bali chayim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Samaches, Dim ein amukim, if the water is not so deep, v'yochol lefarnasa b'makomu shalotomus, and the animal can stay in there and it will not die, and it's not really suffering in there, so then, ein matirin lo laniach karmuk sosos levato kli meichano. Then we don't allow this issur derabanan of b'mavato kli meichano to be nullified because there is no tzar bali chayim over here. However, if there is tzar bali chayim, the Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in samach tes, v'adin yochel laniach shar kelim, you can do anything there that's an issur derabanan to place something over there, tachtel, kidei shetucha lalos, in order that the animal will be able to get out from that little water-filled pit. V'nokat korim uksosos l'revusa, and why it mentions specifically these pillows and blankets over here, that's to teach us an additional chiddush. After lo yiruim l'shtamish ben, even though these pillows will not be usable anymore because they're going to be soaking wet, ayidei zeh ba'od shaleim lachus hamayim, they're going to be filled with water, and therefore they won't be usable the rest of that Shabbos, af l'kish talabeim, even when the animal comes out, so you won't be able to use these pillows. Nevertheless, afilu hachi mutter, the rabbis permitted you to do this because the osei tzar bali chayim du daraisa, because the isra over here of tzar bali chayim, which you would be transgressing by leaving the animal there, which according to this opinion is an isra daraisa, is nullifying the kli mehechano iser derabbanan. And this is mimad yisira Torah mitzvahs prikas amasim ala behema. And we learn out that tzar b'lechaim is an iser deraisa from the fact that the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to stand idly by and watch an animal with a burden on it and not help unload it. And therefore, this iser deraisa, again, to be fair, there are those that disagree with the Mishnah Berurah and do hold that tzar b'lechaim is only an iser derabbanan. But in any event, the Mishnah Berurah holds it's an iser deraisa, and therefore it's certainly v'dochi iser bitul kli mehechano shurach midrabbanan. As we pointed out from the Be'er HaGola, the Mishnah Berurah also says that it pushes aside the iser derabbanan of being mevatul kli mehechano. Shegazru shelo levatul b'shabbos kli mima shehi mukhenes, because that's only an iser derabbanan that the rabbi said don't nullify or not be able to use a kli from that which was designated for and able to be used for by making it somehow not usable on Shabbos. So that's pushed aside because of Tzar Bali Chaim. Dishavu number 30 brings down that even though, by the way, Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah deraisa, and the rabbis didn't permit you over there to be metal to muktzah kidei lekaima, nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Sheish L'chalik ben Hashavas Aveda, which is a mitzvah that saves a person money, and we make a chilik over there. The rabbis didn't permit you to do an Issa Derabbanan in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is deraisa, because it's dealing only with money, as opposed to Tzar Bali Chaim, which is not a monetary mitzvah, and therefore the rabbis permitted you to be over an Issa Derabbanan over here in order to fulfill this mitzvah deraisa of Tzar Bali Chaim. I should point out while we're here already, we didn't say Dir Shifut number 29, which regarding the previous discussion that we had about being able to sit in a wagon that's being pulled by an animal, we said it's forbidden. But if you were to attach a second wagon to the first wagon, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shenechshav Hakor Nasheni Kitzidet Stadim. The second wagon is considered like Tzidet Stadim, which we said before is permissible, and you would be allowed to sit in that second wagon. Now we get back to our subject, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ayin. He says that you can put the utensils underneath the animal over here. And he writes, the Aval also la los of yadayim, but you can't pick the animal up with your hands. The kol bali chayim he muktzah, as we pointed out already many times, the animals themselves have the status of being muktzah, and you're not allowed to touch them with your hands, move them with your hands. The Aval gav diikot tzar bali chayim. Aye, there's still tzar bali chayim, so why can't you do this? Nevertheless, that's osur, because the ein lanu ledamos gezeros chachamim zeh lezeh, because you can't go and compare, well, they allowed you to do this, why don't they allow you to do that? When the chacham make gezerah that you're not allowed to touch a muktzah animal, so across the board, that is the case. And this is brought down in the Magen Avraham, the Tosefer Shabbos, and it's based upon the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'ayin be'el yirabba, shehevi di'esh poskim shemikilim, af l'halos ub'yadayim. There are those that disagree with this opinion and allow you to actually pull up the animal with your hands if there is no other choice. Im efshar ayidekar muksosos, where there is no alternative. And certainly to have a non-Jewish person do this, so that would certainly be permissible over here. And in fact, and that would actually be the preferred way to do this, rather than even using the karim and the ksasos, which will be mavatu kli mechano. It would be much better over here to have the non-Jewish person do the actual taking of the animal out from this water-filled pit, rather than even using the karim and the ksasos, and certainly better than doing it with your hands yourself, according to this lenient opinion that says you can do it with your hands yourself. Dishfut number 31 brings down Velaso Sharmalocho Hasura Meatora Omidurabon Kidilim Noat Sarbalechaim to do any other type of either Isur Darais or Isur Darabonin that would prevent Sarbalechaim, so that we're going to learn in Simon Shin Lamed Beis, that's forbidden. Asur. Shafilu Imachmas King Thomas Abhema, even if the animal will die as a result of your not doing the intervention. However, the Chazonish writes, Shemishum Sarbalechaim. The chashash hefsed, because if you have a double thing over here, tzar b'lechaim as well as a loss of money, yesh l'hakel l'smoch al hamatirim l'tal to muktzah, then you can rely upon the more lenient opinions to say you can move something that's muktzah, or to be over even certainly surim d'rabbanan in order to prevent this. Kishe'eni yochel hamsin alayla, if you won't be able to wait till after Shabbos is over. In the Sefer Oz Nidbru, he explains the Chazon Ish as saying that the heter is rak kishiyesh gam hefsid v'gam tzar b'lechaim. You need both over here, a financial loss as well as the tzar b'lechaim. And he adds, according to the Mishnah Berurah, which brings down the El Yeraba, whose meiko be'isa muktza rak mishum tzar b'lechaim, mashm v'tzim metzadi lohoka b'dover af mokum tzar b'lechaim levad. He would even be allowing this for just tzar b'lechaim itself. Then brings down an interesting case. What happens if you have smaller fish in an aquarium? They're going to be eaten by the larger fish. Can you move them on Shabbos out of that aquarium? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, no, that's dogim that are muktza, and that's the way of life for them, and you can't say that it's sar bali chayim, that they may be eaten up by a larger fish. Very interesting tshuva. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here and tells us a separate din. He says the halachos of combing an animal's fur, din kerud behema b'shabbos, has the same exact halachos on Shabbos, kimo b'yontif. This is brought down in the Mordechai, and this can be seen later on in Shulchan Aruch, lekamen in Simon, tof kuf chav gimel, sif beis. With that, we conclude today's shiur.